From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. 24 Russian cyber actors have been blacklisted by the United States following the 2016 Russian interference in the presidential elections. Michael Bowman reports for VOA.
The sanctions penalize Russian hackers, cyber trolls, and spy agencies by freezing assets and prohibiting Americans from doing business with them. The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Republican Bob Corker, said the administration has acted methodically in punishing Moscow, adding that more sanctions are on the way.
There'll be some more sanctions coming out against oligarchs. I'm confident that is going to occur.
In a statement, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said, quote, targeted sanctions are part of a broader effort to address the ongoing nefarious attacks emanating from Russia. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said Thursday that President Trump would soon consider new punitive measures against China for its alleged theft of intellectual property. U.S. officials, according to counts, are considering imposing as much as $60 billion in annual tariffs against Chinese information technology, telecommunications, and consumer exports to the United States in an effort to trim its chronic annual trade deficit with Beijing by $100 billion. A pedestrian bridge spanning several lanes of traffic collapsed Thursday near a university in the U.S. state of Florida. It trapped people and cars underneath the structure. Local media reports say that several people have been killed. The bridge does connect the university with the city of Sweetwater. It was only open days ago, according to CBS Miami. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.